my favorite training, Secrets to Entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship holds many secrets, and there's great wisdom and faith that is needed along the way. But some things, some people just don't explain to us. And when I first stepped into entrepreneurship, I thought the game was won with the headline ideas and highlight real moments. This gap between I am and this is what I want people to think I am. Experience has taught me something much bigger and much better. Businesses are cultures, and cultures are built in the present. One clear decision, one honest conversation, one disciplined deposit of effort at a time. One step of the thousand steps that it takes to be successful each and every day. So many people are worrying about the tomorrows. The tomorrow's hypotheticals will drain or interfere with the energy that you have been given. And this very energy you will need to serve today's customers, nurture your team and culture, and protect your runway. The lessons that follow are a practical operating system for momentum to get you there, to get you up, to get you back up. Know your finances. Know your finances. Learn in small loops. Invest in relationships. Choose people over perfection and align every move with the values that you have taken stock in. Trust that the future solutions will emerge, but let the trust fuel the action today, not excuse your inaction. Read these secrets with humility and apply them with urgency. The compounding interest begins the moment that you do. If anybody would like the guide or exercise from today or my book, just email me. I will provide this guide and exercise and any other ones that you hear at david@dmeltzer.com. The first lesson is to understand the journey. And in the entrepreneur's journey, excessive worrying drains energy. It interferes with creativity, the commanding, and our intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. Entrepreneurs who live in the future are chasing big ideas, big exits, or hypothetical competitors even. They often starve the present of the cash flow consistency and alignment that it needs to grow. The real edge is humility. The consistent, persistent pursuit of that potential in alignment with the meaning of the past applied daily, managing our cast, learning fast, serving others, and letting our values steer our velocity. Let your values steer your velocity. So many founders I work with fixate on a potential rival's roadmap and on a future Series A while ignoring today's customers, employees, runway, team cadence and culture. Revenue stalls, morale dips, and the company chases what ifs instead of compounding what works. Stop intending what if and compound what works, the behaviors that will get you to where you want to be. Don't spend your day looking in that rearview mirror. If you can't drive just looking in the rearview mirror, you glimpse at the layer of your mirror to give you reference or meaning to where you're going. Trust that the future solutions will emerge, but let that trust propel your action now, not justify the inaction that so many entrepreneurs face. Big ideas don't beat discipline, execution. Adopt an operating system built on these 10 secrets: cash before vanity, experiments before ego, relationships before transactions, people before ideas, resilience before perfection, and legacy before liquidity. develop the ability to enjoy what you don't like or love about what you love, the resilience through the present focused strategies, setting daily intentions within the context of the infinite divine direction, achievable goals each and every day, to utilize non-negotiable and negotiable behaviors in the 24 hours a day that are mapped to the 10 secrets of entrepreneurship. Number one secret of entrepreneurship is you need to stay in business. Just like your human experience is starting when your heart starts, but it stops when your heart stops. This is what the entrepreneurial journey is: when the cash starts and when it stops is the life or the experience of the entrepreneur journey. Cash flow then is king. Revenue is vanity if the bank account is empty. One of the reasons I love being on the Aspire Tour is they talk about engineering wealth, and Andrew Cordell is a master of explaining how so many of us use track strategies to have an empty bank account at the end of the year, that we've only concerned ourselves with writing off all the money that we can, but we're not paying ourselves, that we don't have cash flow, that we don't guarantee that we can be in business tomorrow. Cash pays your people. It buys you time to iterate, and it keeps leverage on your side when the markets tighten, A startup shows paper profits but runs short on payroll because receivables lag 60 days. So many different startups, their growth stalls while they scramble for a bridge loan of usury context. The cash is the oxygen to keep the heart beating. Without it, strategy suffocates. Know your runway, know your triggers, lever them before you need them. I suggest and train and coach and teach building a 13-week cash flow forecast and keep it rolling and review it at least every day. The number one secret to entrepreneurship is cash flow is king. The second secret, fail fast, learn faster. Avoiding small failures creates one big one. Rapid feedback compresses time to the product slash market fit. In every single problem is the solution. It's just a lapse of time before it comes a resolution, a resolution. So many teams that I work with launch the same feature, and the perfect team shifts in 5 months and misses the mark. The learners ship in 3 weeks, iterate 6 times, and land on what the customers love, and are far more successful. Failure is intuition. It has no time. The faster you pay it, the cheaper it is. The dummy tax could cost you everything you ever have or ever will have. The faster you pay it, the cheaper it is. Make sure that you're utilizing weekly experiments with a clear success metric in order to facilitate failing fast and learning faster. The number two secret to entrepreneurship. The third secret to entrepreneurship is your community is your legacy. It used to be your network is your net worth, but I have found that people don't have the right network and don't utilize it in the right manner. It is the community that creates the legacy, a community of people that want to help each other, know people that help each other, community of people that buy from each other and sell for each other, a community of people that buy from you and sell for you for life will create the net worth legacy, the engineering of wealth that you're looking for. It's not just about making money. It's about engineering wealth, financial wealth, health wealth, social wealth, etc. Warm trust compounds faster than cold outreach. Managing to develop a vision is essential in order to create these communities that will buy from you and sell for you for life. Relationships open doors, capital can't. So many founders I work with land with the Fortune 500 pilot through a mentor's intro, a teacher, a coach, and bypassed nine months to 9 years of procurement maze. An extreme cost of sale. Make sure you understand how to articulate a quantitative value to exceed what you're asking for. Learn what people like and don't like, work and don't work, and know and don't know in order to provide the value, because those are the only ways to provide value, by giving people more of what they like, taking away what they don't like, more of what they know, take away what they don't know, more of what is working, take away what's not working. This is what earns the trust. And the trust earned in a calm is cashed in crisis. Trust earned in the calm is cashed in crisis. Maintain daily habits in order to utilize what you want in alignment with where you want to be, giving a peek in the rearview mirror to the meaning of the past to get you to where you want to be or better. Know who you can help and who can help you, clients, mentors, partners. Know how to utilize time in the non-negotiable, negotiable behaviors in order to be productive, accessible, and gracious, to fail fast and learn faster. And do it now. The antidote to procrastination and feeling overwhelmed is to know what's important to you today in alignment with where you want to be or better in the future, and doing it now and knowing what to do next and prioritizing accordingly, knowing that prioritization is the antidote to procrastination and feeling overwhelmed. The fourth secret to entrepreneurship: don't confuse busy with productive and active. Oh, that word busy. So many people tell me, oh, I didn't call you because I know you're busy. Oh, well, you're too busy. I'm too busy. Busy means unavailable. The busiest people I know are lying on their mom's couch, high and sick and broke, dreaming about what they want. They're totally inaccessible, non-productive, and non-gracious. We want to be productive, accessible, and gracious. Don't confuse busy. Activities without outcome is just a fire that burns time, money, and morale. Don't get so busy working that you forget to make money. This intention of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing, this intention plus attention equals this unbelievable coincidence. The coinciding of compounding results that will accelerate, aggregate, and compound where you want to be or better by, once again, feeling faster and learning faster. So many founders I work with spend hours in Slack and stand-ups, and they don't ship shit to their customers, facing improvements for 2 weeks that need to get done. Remember, what gets measured gets moved. Tie time to metrics, not meetings. Man, when I worked for a Fortune 500 company, they had meetings about meetings. Talk about, utilizing time and burning time, money, and morale. Have meetings about meetings. Make sure you're a student of your calendar, that you study the activities that you get paid for, not paid for, that are non-negotiable, negotiable, that are planned and unplanned, and even your sleep. Study your calendar. Reclaim the minutes. Utilize the things you do every hour, every day, every month, and every year with intention. These daily needle movers are necessary to study, to pay attention, give intention, and equal the coincidences that we want or better. The fifth secret to entrepreneurship: pick people, not just ideas. Things move fast. They're moving faster. 0 to 1 is becoming shorter, and 1 to 100 is even becoming shorter than that. Our markets, they change so quickly. And great teams stay aligned with the skills, knowledge, and dollar. Great teams stay aligned with the skills, knowledge, and desire that's necessary to align with what's doing well, what's stable, and what you think will be doing well in the future. And the future is faster than it's ever been. Character, values, and coachability will beat clever decks every day of the week. I spend every Monday, Wednesday, Friday with my team to reinforce gratitude and forgiveness and accountability and effective communication, not reviewing decks. I spend every Monday, Wednesday, Friday reviewing how to apply those values to the daily practices of knowing the what, the who, the how, the now, and applying those values, applying our why. I spend every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, not only with the values in daily practice, but the execution of the values in the daily practices of where we want to be or better, not studying and beating clever decks. A mediocre concept thrives because of the enjoyment of the consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential. Our teams are aligned in the values, execution, and daily practices that iterate a brilliant idea later on. So many brilliant ideas die with a dysfunctional crew that isn't aligned in the values, the daily practices, and the execution of that brilliant idea. I'd rather have a B idea and an A people than an A idea and B people. Hire for values. Skills should be divided into two categories when hiring: skills that can be trained and knowledge that can be gained, and skills that can't be trained and knowledge that can't be cannot be gained. If you can train and gain it, then you can hire it. If you can't train and gain it and they don't have it, you can't hire it. We need to align the skills, knowledge, and desire with where we want to be or better, with what's doing well, what's stable, and what you think is doing well by industry, career, jobs, subject matter, topics, and expertises. We need to hire for values and velocity of learning of what can be trained and gained. You can train skills faster than you can fix character. You can train and gain knowledge and skills faster than you can fix character. Use a hiring scorecard of aligning what's doing well, what's stable, and what you think is doing well, and the capabilities for your industry, career, or job, subject matter, topic, or expertise. All the C's are so important in the scorecard of those characters and coachability and culture and competence. Remember that people don't work for a company, they work for a culture. And so when we build a culture, it's based off of character and coachability, not clever decks. Pick people, not just ideas. The sixth secret to being an entrepreneur is one that cost me over $100 million. The dummy tax was extreme because the ego was interfering with my potential of commanding the universe. You see, the universe commands us. It works with us. You can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. You can't do it without the wisdom of others, the help of others, the mentorship, teaching, and coaching of others, and most importantly, faith, the ultimate commandments given to you of protection, promotion, love, and perfection without seeing evidence or understanding, even if the evidence is contrary to where you want to be, that you can't do it alone. One of the biggest problems today in personal and professional pursuits is isolation. Isolation shows learning and magnifies mistakes. Isolation slows learning and magnifies mistakes. Wisdom saves you cycles and scars. And faith will allow you to enjoy the cycles and the scars. Faith will allow you to enjoy what you don't like or love about what you love, your business, your pursuit of your potential, your family, your kids. Wisdom and faith will shorten the distance of resistance because you can't do it alone. So seek the wisdom of others and the faith of God, your God, to get you to where you want to be or better by clearing the interference of what you're doing to interfere with it. Stop slowing the learning and magnifying the mistakes by trying to do it yourself. So many solopreneurs that I spend time with spend so much time trying to solve tax issues and all types of different cultural problems, and all they have to do is ask for help. It's easier today with the connectivity that we have, and yet the connectivity that we have today is causing more isolation. It's counterintuitive and conflictual in its own success. Why wouldn't you want to borrow experience? Why do you want to pay the dummy tax of others when it's already been paid on your behalf? So many people are concerned about local, state, federal taxes, and they ignore the number one tax in the world, in every country around the world, the dummy tax. 12%, 20%, 52% is nothing compared to dummy tax. It'll cost you everything you have and everything you will have. Let's borrow experience. Don't buy it the hard way. Save your money for your old age. Schedule some non-negotiable behaviors. Tie in the time for agendas and decisions that are aligned with where you want to be or better, to allow yourself to glimpse into the rearview mirror, to align the meaning of the past with where you want to be or better. You can't drive very far just looking in your rearview mirror. It'll cast a shadow on your future, I promise you. The seventh secret of entrepreneurship: patience pays, but urgency drives. There's a difference between motivation to get you up, get you started, get you back up, get you back started, and getting you there. There's a difference between, and a conflict between, enjoying the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential and stop, dropping, and rolling. Having a long-term vision without a daily execution is fantasy. Having a long-term vision without daily practices based off of your values and an execution model is fantasy. Daily activities that you get paid for, unpaid for, planned and unplanned, negotiable and non-negotiable in your sleep, without a horizon, on the other hand, burns you out and burns out your culture, your company, your team. You need both. You need to have the daily activities, studying the calendar, by those activities, giving meaning to the past, aligned with where you want to be or better, and then executing on it. So many companies I deal with declare a three-year plan, a market vision that is a trajectory, a divine direction, not a certainty. But they can't translate it into daily and weekly priorities for the team. They are creating drifters, and they're missing their marks. 98% of the people, as Napoleon Hill talks about in Outwitting the Devil, are drifters. They have no definiteness of purpose. They have no attention plus intention of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing where they want to be or better. And therefore, they have no coincidences, no coinciding of the universe, no commanding of the source of their God. If you want to play or have a human experience, then play the infinite game within the human experience. Win today's downs. Time will expand for the prepared. It will accelerate for the prepared. It will aggregate for the prepared. It will compound for the prepared. Utilize the five daily practices, which, by the way, I will give anyone these five daily practices, exercises, guides that allow you to create your own trajectories, divine directions, and divine detours. I'll give this exercise guide, my book. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. Utilize patience. It will pay, but urgency drives. Utilize the reconciliation of the human experience with the infinite game that we're playing. Win the downs today, because time expands for the prepared. The eighth secret to entrepreneurship is adaptability is greater than perfection. Progress, not perfection. Markets, techs, customer preferences evolved. Fixed plans lose always to fast feedback. A team that clings to the original roadmap while competitors ship smaller releases, learn faster, and go ahead and take advantage of the market alignment with what's doing well, what's stable, and what they think is doing well. Flexibility compounds. It expands, it accelerates, it aggregates. the best products, services, and solutions are the ones that learn the quickest. If you're not interviewing inside and outside of your company for employees and customers and vendors, if you're not learning what's working, what's not working, what they know, what they don't know, what they like and what they don't like, you're not improving, expanding, or growing. Maintain a living roadmap that prioritizes and validates learnings over legacy ideas, aligning what's stable, what you is doing well, and what you think is doing well. Progress, not perfection. Adaptability is a secret to entrepreneurship. Number nine, resilience is your real ROI. The common denominator between all the billionaires, millionaires, and entrepreneurs, the celebrities and athletes and entertainers that I've surrounded myself with the last 35 years, there's only one common denominator besides the 24 hours a day that we're guaranteed. It's the desire that you must be what you can be. And if you have a desire that you must be what you can be, you will learn to love what you don't like or love about what you love. You will learn to enjoy the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of your potential, understanding that 24 hours and utilizing it in the divine direction, shorten the distance of resistance, a lapse of time between problems and solutions. Setbacks are not detours. They are setups in the path of where you need to be or better. The speed back to center determines your speed back to growth. There's only one action of free will, and that's to stop when you're interfering with your progress. So many big clients churn, team spiral for a week. They run into rapid retro, adjusting and flexing, onboarding and replacing the revenues very quickly. With resilience, emotional regulation is the number one business skill that you need. When things are not like you planned, it will evoke fear. Fear will evoke a reaction. It's how you respond to that reaction with your free will to stop, breathe, and drop and roll back into your future, your divine direction. Recovery beats rumination. Every single time. Utilize the values, daily practices, and execution model. Understand the productivity, accessibility, and gratitude necessary with what's planned, unplanned, paid for, negotiable, non-negotiable, and your sleep. Resilience, the desire to be what you must be, is your real ROI. It will keep your heart and your cash flow beating. The final secret to entrepreneurship is legacy outlasts liquidity. Legacy outlasts liquidity. Money runs out. Impact doesn't. Values, alignment will keep teams, people, culture engaged. It'll keep your customers loyal and your decisions clear, harmonious, and focused. Under interference. Two founders will face a buyout. One optimizes for a quick check and loses their team, their trust, their loyalty, their engagement, while the other optimizes for a mission, the fit of that mission, and builds a brand based off the values, the practices, and the execution model. And that brand compounds in its value. Great entrepreneurs that create legacy over liquidity will take a mess, create a message, make it a mission, and create money miracles. Sharon Lecter taught me that years ago. Mess, message, mission, money miracles. Purpose is the performance multiplier, applying our why. When we apply our why and shorten the distance of resistance of how we respond to the reactions of fear that is created by liquidity issues, the how gets easier and easier because there's less resistance between us and the infinite intelligence, intuition, inspiration that's utilized to get us to where we want to be or better in that divine direction. Make sure you utilize the understanding of engineering a legacy, not making liquidity. It is that mission and that miracle that will create a legacy of a community of people that are going to buy from you and sell for you for life, buy from each other and sell for each other for a life, that are there to help one another and know people that will help one another for life. No better guarantee of a legacy to outlast the liquidity. With all the noise in the world, it's so difficult to be remembered, reminded, and recollected with your community. This will allow you to do so. The community itself is the culture. The culture is the company, creating the mess message, mission, and the miracles. Winning as an entrepreneur isn't about avoiding uncertainty. It's about converting it into action, into practices, into behaviors that are aligned with where you want to be or better, and dissipating, dissolving, and disappearing the behaviors that interfere with it. The 10 secrets which we discussed today, which are available to all of you, please email me, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. Get the lessons, the guides, the book, get the 5 daily practices. These secrets are your recess switch when anxiety spikes and your compass has so many different options that multiply. Protect your liquidity, learn faster than the market, elevate people, ship what matters, and let purpose set the pace by applying your why. There's those 10 secrets. Cash flow is king, fail fast, learn faster. Your community will create your culture. Don't confuse busy with productive. Pick people, not just idea. You can't do it alone. Patient pays, but urgency drives. The adaptability is greater than perfection, progress over perfection. Resilience is your ROI, and legacy will outlast your liquidity. If you execute these principles in a short, consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential, each and every day, aligned with where you want to be or better, aligning the past, glimpsing in the rearview mirror to give the meaning of the past aligned with where you want to be or better, you'll build a business, a culture that endures beyond the cycles, and a legacy of making a lot of money, helping a lot of people, and having a lot of fun, which will outlast liquidity. It's not about making money. It's about engineering wealth. Start with one small change each day. Measure it and repeat it. Align it with where you want to be or better in a divine direction. Use your free will when you're interfering with that direction to stop, drop, and roll. Momentum rewards the present. This has been the Napoleon Hill Institute Weekly Training, The Secrets to Entrepreneurship. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.